President Bush is on his way to Vietnam. He's going to Hanoi, a capital that the United States once bombed.
During a journey to several countries, he'll discuss everything from Iran's nuclear program to Asia's economy. The trip will also invite comparisons between Iraq and that other war of the 1960s and 70s.
Let's consider some parallels between two high-profile secretaries of defense. Robert McNamara was the brilliant number cruncher who served for 7 years but got snared in the Vietnam War. Donald Rumsfeld is the brilliant bureaucratic fighter who has served almost 6 years but got snared by a war in Iraq. In each case, the president named a successor to find a way forward. And this morning, we'll try to learn what we can from history. We've contacted David Halberstam, the author of The Best and the Brightest, a book about the U.S. government's slide into Vietnam. Mr. Halberstam, welcome to the program.
Nice to be with you.
Would you remind us, what was the situation in 1967-68 when that other president, Lyndon Johnson, traded secretaries of defense?
Well, he was afraid. Johnson was afraid that McNamara was unraveling under the pressure of being the principal architect of a war that was a failure, that he felt, in his own words, that McNamara had, quote, gone dovish on him. So he fired him, and Clark Clifford was brought in.
Well, who was that man, Clark Clifford?
Clark Clifford was an old-time fixer who had gone back to the Truman years. Johnson thought that he would have conventional thoughts about Vietnam, but Clifford instead, from the very beginning, thought it was a disproportionate investment, didn't work, and where some of the more senior people refused to listen to the word, the reporting coming out of the country, Clifford from the start began to ventilate the process and understood that it wasn't working.
What did he begin to do?
He began to try and convince the president that it couldn't be done. He began to try and turn the entire Defense Department to a recognition of the limits of what we were doing and to convince his colleagues in the other branches of the government that it wasn't doable. And he was pretty lonely in the trenches, Clifford was, for quite a while there.
So we've been talking about Clark Clifford, the man who took over the Defense Department in the middle of an unpopular war in the 1960s. In your reporting, Mr. Halberstam, have you met Robert Gates, the man
yes,
who's now been nominated to Secretary of Defense under President Bush?
Yes, I have met him, actually. I met him about 15 months ago, and I sensed, I may have been wrong, his own melancholia about what we were doing in Iraq.
What advice would you give Robert Gates based on the experience of Clark Clifford, who had that experience of joining a war in progress and deciding what to do about it?
First off, whatever we do, it's going to be very painful. Staying is going to be painful, and it isn't going to be work. Pulling back is going to be painful, but at least we'll be getting out. That's one thing. The second thing is that right now, every night on Arab TV, in the Arab world, with Arab spin, in Arab language, there is the taking of the film of what's going on there, and the spin in an anti-American way, so that we are profoundly affecting future generations in that area, making them think, A, that we are aggressors, Christian aggressors, and B, that we are weak Christian, and weak and incompetent Christian aggressors. It's a twofer, and they're both bad. And the third thing I would think is if I had a child, if we were that parent of that child and knew that the war was considered by the people who are the architects to be undoable, whether we would want to keep going or whether we would want to stop. And that's one of the things we should be thinking about, because it is someone's child and may not be a child of the upper middle class. It may be some kid in the Ohio National Guard, but we ought to be paying attention, and it doesn't work. And that should be on our mind.
David Halberstam is the author of The Best and the Brightest and many other books. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you for having me.